Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
All this week, Joy are celebrating 20 years on air. We are celebrating the fact that Sound Museum has been on air for about four or five of those years. And so tonight we're taking a bit of a look back over some of the highlights of Sound Museum over the time that we've been on, including artists featured such as...
Yes, we've got an interview with Nat Bass from the Rogue Traders, local Aussie act Bowie Jane. We've also got an interview from Little Mix too.
We've had so many interviews over the years, Jono and Michael. This next lady I interviewed, you were, I think, in Brisbane, Jono, and I had to go to Sony by myself to interview Nat Bass on the couch.
You make it sound like hard work, and I know it wasn't for you.
It wasn't the hard work. It was so much fun. She was so lovely, Nat Bass. And we had a great chat on the couch. Here's a snippet with me and Nat Bass.
Now, you decided late last year that you're going to return to music.
Yes.
Who have you been working with? What can we expect from the next album?
Well, I don't even know if I'm going to do an album yet.
You've got to. Darling, you've got to do an album.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know. I think... You know, because I'm not just a music artist, because I have lots of different roles and
characters,
it's really hard to find the time to just put all my energy and focus into it and come out with, you know, a great album. And I don't want to do it if it's just half-baked, you know, so we shall see.
Are you going to be touring next year or anytime soon? Any live gigs?
I so hope so. It's really just about, I mean, I can't go on tour with one new single.
But you got the back.
Can
you
go? It.
Super Central is an amazing track.
I love that.
Super Central is Sound Museum's theme song. We just love it. Yes, it should have been a single, I must say.
It was one of my favourites.
Nat, thank you so much for joining us on Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay lesbian mates. We love you.
I love you guys. I keep getting your tweets.
You have to come in because I thank you for the tweet as well. On the Friday release day, I said that I was on air and I was playing your track.
Yeah.
And you're tweeting me back. Thank you so much. Oh, and Nat, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Natalie Bass on Joy 94.9. One of my favourite songs in the theme to Sound Museum, it is Super Central. 7 minutes past nine on your Wednesday night, we are looking at 20 years of Joy and about 4.5 years of Sound Museum since we've been on air. A little bit of a look back at some of our favourite moments.
Now, on Sound Museum, guys, we always like breaking new music first. We always play new tracks, and often they also added to Joy Daytime, but they always played here first on the Sound Museum. And one track we played, Jono, I think it was on, I think, a breakfast show that we did together in February.
Mm-hmm.
We premiered a song by a local artist called Bowie Jane. She's from Melbourne, and this song was called Love Bomb. It was remixed from our favourite production team, Seventh Heaven in the UK. Since then, she has gone on to have two top 20 hits on the UK club dance chart with this song and Bad Boy. She's doing great stuff in the UK. She's over there right now with the Christmas rush and all the festivals happening. So let's take a bit of a listen to Bowie Jane and Love Bomb. Enjoy.
Thanks, Joy FM, for all your support. The biggest supporters out of everyone, so.
Of course. And, you know, on the 1st of December is our 20th birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
That's cool.
You're inside the Sound Museum, a show which has been running for about 4.5 years of Joy's 20 years. Originally started by myself and Petro just after I took the Joy Taste of Radio course about 5 years ago. I'd moved over to Melbourne from New Zealand. I wanted to get involved in the community. I'd always loved radio, and so I signed up for the Taste of Radio course, and I've been here ever since. Absolutely love what I do on Joy and love the Sound Museum. Petro left the Sound Museum a couple of years ago. Leo, you came in. We became great friends as a result.
Well, that's how I met you guys, because I knew Petro, and when I came in to do my Taste of Radio course, that's how I met you. And then when he left, we got, it's just
and then
we, fate.
Then we Michael jumped in as well.
Exactly.
Lovely big threesome on air.
Yes.
We've done some interviews together, Jono, and there's been so many highlights, and this next one is probably one of my favourites because I was really nervous. I don't know about you.
This is someone that I actually wanted to interview for a long time. Unfortunately, it was just done on the phone and not in person, but sometime I'm going to get this man in person because he is one of my favourite, he's probably my favourite male artist. I don't think there's anyone that can sing better than this man.
We got about 10 minutes with him, but we actually got about 15 in the end because he's so lovely.
I think
so
it stretched out to 20. We just keep chatting and chatting. It is Australia's most talented singer, in my opinion, and a lovely, lovely man, Darren Hayes. Here's a little bit about what he had to say.
It's been 12 years since you wrote Affirmation. Do you still believe in all the same things you reference in that song?
You know, largely I think so. I mean, at the heart of that song is the idea that what you do comes back, that idea of karma, and the idea that at the end of the day, if you want to get through this world, what have you got to do? You've got to forgive people. You've got to accept that you're responsible for the actions and the choices that you make in life. And that life isn't always fair. It isn't. And sometimes the good guys lose, and that sucks. But that's life. And it's still a beautiful life. And that's how I feel about it.
You said on Twitter that your favourite Savage Garden track changes weekly. What's the track this week?
This week, a good one. I put a lot of them in the show. I'm touring Australia and, well, the East Coast in November.
We have our
We'll
tickets.
Be there.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. And I've put a lot of those early songs in the show. So I don't know if I can reveal them. But a lot of my favourite songs are album tracks. Like, I love Break Me, Shake Me. I love Carry On Dancing. I think it's hilariously camp. And we used to do a version of it that was mashed up with Rock Me Amadeus, which was just genius. It was like Amadeus exploded out of a glitter gun. I love a lot of the camp stuff that we did, and it was quite camp. I mean, a lot of the tracks that weren't single songs, like All Around Me. I mean, have a listen to the rap on All Around Me. It is hilarious, and they're some of my favourite moments.
Finally, very quickly, you've covered Madonna's Angel on the Talk single, and you previously covered Dress You Up. Are you slowly making your way through the Like a Virgin album?
God, I wish. I can't tell you what the next one is that I want to do, but I won't be doing it for quite some time. But just a genius record. I think she's an incredible songwriter and completely doesn't get credit as a songwriter. She's one of my favourite pop songwriters in the business, and she still looks $1 million. So she's the queen. Dress you up in my love.
Love him. Darren Hayes, Dress You Up, one of our favourite interviews on Join the New 4.9. Talking of favourites, Jono, now Michael, you weren't with us last year, but late last year we went to Sony Music to interview the hot new girl band at the time, Little Mix. Now, of course, since then they've taken the world by storm. They were here in Sydney, I think, just a few weeks ago doing promo, but we met them first at the Sony Studios. They were absolutely lovely. So here's a bit of a taste of our chat with Little Mix.
Finally, we're going to ask you quick five Aussie questions to see if you know the answer to.
Oh,
right.
No.
I didn't even know the answer to number
one.
Oh,
we've got no hope.
Ian Smith plays which iconic Neighbours character?
Who? Oh, you need to ask Jessie that. She's a big...
Neighbours! Oh, I used to love Neighbours.
Oh, he was Lily's best friend. Quite chubby.
Harold?
Harold!
Yeah.
Can you name our female Prime Minister?
Oh, no, I can't.
Red hair?
Yeah, her she had red hair.
Yeah, not important.
Julie Gillard.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, which Aussie band had a hit in the 90s with Truly Madly Deeply?
Oh, Savage Garden!
Yay.
I love Savage Garden.
That's a tune.
And Melbourne is famous for which public transport?
The tram thing.
Yeah, the tram.
I really want to get on that.
I want to go on that as well.
It was like being in like a futuristic world and it was
flying. We'll take you downstairs and we'll go on one after this.
Amazing.
Right. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And Kylie Minogue celebrates how many years this year in the recording industry?
Ooh. Oh my gosh, is it...
She's doing a K...
Is it like...
What is it?
25?
25? Wow.
She does not look like she's been around for 25
you
years.
You are
she looks
Aussie.
She
can come back anytime you like.
Yeah!
Thank you. Hi, we're Little Mix, and you're listening to the Sound Museum on Joy
94.9. You're inside the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9.
We love supporting local music here on Joy, and local artists are so appreciative of the airplay that we give them here on Joy, which is really, really important. And no more than these next two artists. Now, Paulini, I've interviewed a couple of times. She's really, really lovely.
She's on your speed dial, isn't she? Let's be fair.
She was really lovely, and she was part of Young Divas. She got a start in Idol. She's a big Joy favourite. And here's a bit of Paulini explaining why she loves her gay fans.
You guys are my biggest, you know, support network, and one thing that I get from the community, and when I perform at these big events, is I'm always reminded that, you know, it is about your talent, you know, and there's a lot of things that you have to do. You've got to work hard and all of that, but I'm always reminded that you guys do really appreciate great talent. You know, that's one thing that that always sticks out for me, and I'm always going to be forever thankful for that. And you know, I love it because it's like I've always said before, whenever I get in front of the community and you know, perform live, the amount, the love that I receive is unbelievable. The vibe is great. So, you know, that's one thing that I guess a performer always wants is to get out there and give it their best and also have that in return. You know, you have that great energy back, that vibe. So, yeah, I'm always going to be forever thankful for that.
Twenty-seven minutes to 10 on Joy 94.9. A little bit of Paulini and Fireman. You're in the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9. We're celebrating 20 years of Joy, and tonight in the Sound Museum, taking a look back at some of our favourite interviews and our favourite guests. We have done so many, Leo.
We've done so many together, solo, and also with Michael as well. He's done, I think, two so far.
Yes, I have.
With many more to come next year, I know that, Michael.
This next interview?
Now, this next guy I've interviewed a few times by myself, I think, and I think once with you, Jono, as well.
Mm-hmm.
A really, really nice guy. One of the nicest guys I've ever interviewed. He's such a lovely guy. He's based in Queensland. He got his start on the last season of Australian Idol. That was the year that Stan Walker won. He didn't win the competition, but he's doing great things independently. But here's a bit about Casey Barnes and why he loves Joy.
On behalf of every independent artist in Australia, thanks to yourself and Joy FM for supporting great music, so we massively appreciate it. Dancing on the floor. Searching for some more.
You're on the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9. Now, we are all over social media on Twitter, Sound Museum 949, and Facebook under Sound Museum. So give us some of your feedback. Let us know what some of your favourite parts are of the Sound Museum for the last 4.5 years.
Leo, you got involved with Joy about 4 years ago.
I did. April 2010, I did the Taste of Radio course, and my friend Petro encouraged me to do the course, and then afterwards I said, come here and sit in with you guys to do Sound Museum.
You met me and we became best friends, and that's got to be the best thing about being at Joy.
Well,
it has to be. You met me.
I know. I met Jono, a great friend, but I think our friendship was really cemented when we met Kylie Minogue together in Richmond and at Channel 9.
And got a little bit of a hug and a photo with Kylie.
Yeah, and that was a great moment for us. But our first interview together that we did was with New Zealand singer Dane Mumble. I was really nervous, but we went to Universal Music together and we did the interview. It was so much fun, and since then we've done so many together and separately, but I think some of my favourite interviews has been obviously Darren Hayes, Mika, Anthony Clear, Aqua, but also the likes of Melissa Couts and Nat Bass. And also these next two. Now, Emily Williams is such fun. You've been out drinking with her.
She's a lot of fun. She's very good value.
And she's fantastic. She released her debut album last year, and a track from the album is called Get It. And here's a bit of Emily again explaining why she loves Joy.
I love Joy because you get behind, you know, local artists and you show so much support. You guys have supported me from day one, and I definitely, honestly, definitely show so much love towards you guys, because not only do you support me, but you also support my brother, which is such an amazing thing, and I love that about you guys. I just want to say thank you so much for being such an amazing support, and all the gay fans out there, they're so loyal, and I just seriously, this world wouldn't be the same without them, I tell you that. Everything you need in life, everything you want in life.
Emily Williams on the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9. Another diva that Leo's got on speed dial in his telephone, haven't you, Leo?
Now, this next diva, I actually went to the Grand Hyatt to interview here before her show, and she was absolutely lovely. We got on so well. We had a chat for about half an hour, and she's such a sweetheart, and she's a big supporter of Joy 94.9, even tweeting us happy birthday today. So I love Melissa Counts.
Here she is.
I absolutely love that you support Australian artists, all Australian artists, whether they're signed with a record label or independent. And I think we really need that in this country. I think we really miss it, you know. I know there's a lot of overseas music, but unless you support the Australian industry, we won't have one. And that's what I love about Joy. It's glamorous.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Shannon Noel. You're inside the Sound Museum with Jono and Leo on Joy 94.9.
You're on the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9. Sound Museum is your inside guide to the music industry. And now we are celebrating 20 years of Joy and 4.5 years on the Sound Museum also.
Now, behind the music, now, over the years, we've interviewed artists. We've also interviewed people behind the scenes. And one of them was a guy called Pete Hammond, who you may not know by name, but he was...
If you know anything about the music industry, you will.
Yeah, exactly. If you know Stock Aitken Waterman, he was part of PWL in the 80s and 90s, mixing music from the likes of Kylie Minogue, Jason Donovan, Rick Astley, Bananarama, the list goes on. Pete Hammond was such a nice guy. He gave us an insight into the recording of his tracks that he's done. And in this next snippet, he talks about working with Donna Summer and our own Kylie.
Peter Hammond is the person responsible for making Bed of the Devil, you know, the greatest pop song of all time. So we will play that shortly on Joy 94.9. But here he is, Pete Hammond.
I mixed the whole album for Donna Summer, and then Wharton said, you've got to do it all again. I said, well, why? I think it sounds great. And he said, well, you've got to do it again. And he wouldn't tell me why. So I said, look, I don't know what I'm going to do because I think it sounds great. So how can I make it greater than I think? And he said, oh, well. And he pulled out this piece of paper from his inside pocket, and it was a whole list of things from Donna and her manager that they wanted all these changes made to it, and most of it was add more ad-libs. But when I listened to the ad-libs, every ad-lib just went, ooh, baby, everyone. So, I mean, how many you babies can you have in an album? So anyway, I did it again and sort of made a bit of a compromise, and everyone was happy. With Better the Devil, you know, it was a bit odd. So she must have been pulling some strings, because for some reason they didn't get me to mix that record. It was mixed a couple of times, three times, by various people in the building. I can't even remember who did it now. And Kylie and Terry kept rejecting it, and in the end, Waterman said to me, well, you go and do it then. So I don't know why they didn't get me to do it before. I was puzzled by many things at PWO in the latter days there. Anyhow, I went into Phil Harding's studio and I spent 2 days working on the record and created all those bits. And I did all that stuff on it and all the sampling and re-edited it around, put a third verse in. There was no third verse. I put a third verse in, which was actually a bits and pieces from the first verse, and restructured it, put all the quirky bits in there, and then they were all happy.
If I can talk on a personal nature, I think Better the Devil You Know is the greatest pop record ever produced. I think it's an amazing production.
It's a great record, yeah.
You're proud of that record? Would you class it as one of your best?
Probably amongst the best, yeah.
Now, Kylie celebrates 25 years this year as a recording artist. Looking back at the time and remixing those old tracks, did you ever realise this girl was going to become this huge star?
No, not at all. She was just Kylie from Neighbours, but obviously she took off quite rapidly, and she's stayed there a long time. And good luck to her. She still looks great. And I watched her on the Queen's Jubilee the other day, and she looked great.
If I could
just listen to one record for the rest of my life, it could quite happily be that one. I just love it. Better the Devil You Know by Kylie on Joy 94.9.
Now, one of our new additions to the show this year is the lovely Michael. Now, it was a bit weird because we were doing the show and then you were on the front desk, and that's how we met you, because you explain.
Well, basically, yeah. I said, Michael, you're hot, let's go into a small room.
No. Last year, I thought it would be a good idea to, you know, get involved in the community, and I love music, so I thought, what better way way to, you know, combine the two than, you know, start at Joy. So I started at the front desk, so letting everyone in and out of the building, you know, hi, how are you, that sort of thing, answering the phones. And then, yeah, so I was doing it Wednesday nights, and then you guys obviously start your show at 9 o'clock. So, you know, you guys would come in, I'd speak to you for a few minutes, and then, you know, obviously we realized that we all loved music. And yeah, I remember, you know, a few weeks after that, I was on the show. I was, you know, first just getting the info together, you know, the charts, all that sort of thing. And then a few weeks after that, then I was on air for, you know, a few minutes, and then, you know, just gradually increasing. And then I remember a few months ago, I did my first ever show.
On your own.
I know. Scary.
It was a pretty good effort too.
Oh. I have to say also, because you stepped up big time when I was overseas in July in New Zealand. And thank you so much for that, because I really appreciate that.
No, you're welcome.
And when I was away, you got the chance to do your very first interview with Jono, and it was with the lovely Johnny Ruffo.
Yes,
and
the very happened? Cute.
I remember that day I had you, Michael, on one side and Johnny Ruffo on the other. Oh, my heart and body just melted.
Oh, stop it.
So, anyway, here's a bit of a chat with Johnny Ruffo. Enjoy.
Are you a boxers or briefs kind of guy?
Briefs.
Do you manscape, Johnny Ruffo?
What's that?
Do you manscape?
You better believe it.
And finally, what's
it? It should be compulsory.
Finally, what's in store for Johnny Ruffo over the next few months?
Next few months, I think I'll be filming quite a bit with Home and Away. I'm going to be in the studio recording, writing some new tracks for the album, and potentially be planning a tour sometime soon. Hey, guys, this is Johnny Ruffo. You're inside the Sound Museum on Joy 94.5. 94.9? 5.
9.
Well, it's close.
Yeah.
Let me do it again. Sound Museum 94.9.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is Johnny Ruffo here, and you're inside the Sound Museum on 94.9. Joy 94.9. Oh, let me do that again. Hey guys, this is Johnny Ruffo here, and you're inside the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9.
You know I can read your mind, 'cause your eyes, they keep on asking for something. Tell you now, straight up all the lights, light up, and it's you that's got me back on the floor. You gave my mind up, shuts down, and I won't be good. I got a truth that's got me begging for more. Tonight it's going down.
Johnny Ruffo on Joy 94.9.
On top. Now, Michael, you joined me at the GH. We interviewed Cosmo DeVito.
Yes, that was a lot of fun. A few months back, Jono was away in Sydney, I think. So me and you, we headed down to the Greyhound. And before her performance, we had a chat with Cosmo in the manager's storeroom, I think, or something
and
like
that. And here was Cosmo explaining what she loves to gay fans.
I love you all, and thank you so much for the last 10 years. I promised I wouldn't cry, but I'm immensely emotional over the fact that you guys are still here, and a big, big thank you to Joy FM, because you guys have been there from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And your undying support has been immensely, immensely loved and appreciated, and I thank you all very, very much, and I love you, and I can't wait to see you all.
Looking for a love who needs another.
This is Brian Cannon from Pseudo Echo, and you're listening to Jono and Leo on the Sound Museum.
You're on the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9, 7 minutes to 10 o'clock as we celebrate Joy's 20th birthday, and we look back on 4.5 years of Sound Museum and some of our favourite interviews and favourite moments.
Now, we love supporting gay artists here on Joy, and of course one of them is Mika, and we had a great chat with him on the phone. Was it last year?
It was last year.
Great guy and really nice guy, and here's a bit of what Mika had to say.
You're now an out gay pop star with the freedom to sort of say what you want. There's nothing you need to hide behind now. Does that influence your songwriting?
It influences my songwriting, but it is my songwriting, you know, from the beginning. It never was not a part of my songwriting, if that makes sense. In actual fact, you know, my sexuality and that feeling of having nothing to hide was always in my songs. That was actually the reason why I wrote songs, because in my songs, I could say anything I wanted. I could be completely free. I could have no fear about my sexuality or what people were going to think of me. And so subsequently, it was a real catalyst for me to write songs in the first place. In interviews and stuff like that, very different story. Like, I was never pretending to be anything else. But at the same time, I was like, I'm not going to label myself until I get to that part of my life where I'm like, it just totally makes sense. I'm doing it on my own terms, in my own way, and when I'm in a good place in my life. So, you know, does it influence my songs? Yes. Has it always influenced my songs and been present? Yes, as well.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.